If you had to tattoo one fact about yourself on your forehead, what would it be? Slut.
Hey girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
I hate all these buttons. I'm not playing with myself, guys. There's buttons that are coming undone. This one's like...
Jamie's jerking off over here.
No, this one's like, ew. Sweat.
Bro, I honestly get sweats.
Me too.
I get sweats really bad.
I love it.
I'm just clammy.
Yeah, you are. Clammy hands.
I bonded with a comedian last night because he gave me a high five and I was like, oh, you get cold and clammy. I get hot and clammy. And I was like, let's be clammy. And then we like touched hands and it was gross.
Yeah. Ew, he gets clammy hands.
He's a clammy boy.
I don't know if I can have sex with him anymore.
It's okay. Instead of him having to like spit, he can just rub it on there.
That's disgusting.
Oh,
it's yummy.
My fucking
so hot. Of course, Juicy Jenna Jane's going to be talking about the juice.
Come up with the pervy ideas.
Oh my God, it's juicy. Yeah, this is going to be a fun episode, guys. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We're going to dive into sex. We're going to dive into random high thoughts. We're going to dive into cringy shit we did for men. And we'll come up with the rest as we go.
Yeah, we're just going to figure this shit out. I hear ringing in my ears.
Go like this.
It's God talking to you.
What's he saying?
What's he saying?
He's saying I have to kill everybody in this room.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what are you doing that weird tapping thing for?
She told me to tap.
It stops the ear ringing, I swear. I think you have to like, I don't know, it works for me.
That's you doing Morse code to the fucking spirit realm.
Yeah, it's not working.
She doesn't even realize she's talking to herself. She's getting the message and not writing it down.
Yeah, I'm like rubbing it. It's coming out in my dreams. Yo, I have fucking nightmares.
Really?
Oh, they're so bad. The other day, I had a dream. Okay, it doesn't sound like much, but they're fucking terrifying. The other day, I had a dream that an abuela, like a Mexican grandma stole my purse and I had to run after her and I was like, give me my purse back, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then there was like people around and they were like, Jenny, you're being embarrassing, but she had my fucking bag.
This is in the dream?
Yes. And then I wake up and I'm like terrified. I don't know why I'm so fucking scared. But I wake
up. Of abuelas.
Maybe she pulled out her chancla and you were like, I gotta fucking run, bro. Yo,
she was like 4'7", too. And she was like hobbling through it. And I was like, get back!
Dude, you're like 6'2" and you couldn't beat this 4'7" woman?
I couldn't fight her. She was a power abuela.
Well, like, first of all,
she was a power top.
You're asking if she could get beat up by a 4'11" woman, but she gets that pussy beat up by like a
4'11" man.
4'11" man.
You like them small.
Smaller. Love the small kings.
The short kings.
The short kings. Yeah, the shortest guy I've dated is 5'3". But I've also done my share of 7'3". But short kings are more fun just because they're everywhere.
There's more of them. They're like your little munchkins.
They're my munchkins that I can just kind of like tell where to go and what to do.
Do you feel like short guys have more to prove sexually? So they work harder?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, what is it about it?
What is it about it? It could be like the power complex, but it's definitely they all have something more to prove. So they're either funnier, they're smarter, they fuck better.
They make more money.
Yeah. It could be anything, but short kings, just do it. Like, I've dated so many fucking tall guys that rely on their height as a personality. Like, my 7-footers are like, oh, yeah, well, I'm so... They're like, they're airheads.
I'm 6'4".
Yeah. They're fucking airheads. Exactly.
I'm big boy.
Gotta give it to them. Some of their dicks are huge. I dated... Yeah.
Your brothers?
I mean, I didn't. He's only 6'5".
Short ass.
Your brother's only 6'5"?
Yeah.
Fucking loser.
Is he cute? Why the fuck did I not know you have a 6'5" brother?
Because he's engaged. Jamie, relax. No, I'm just kidding. I'm like, I'll go after your brother.
I can fix that.
You go after my brother.
Everyone goes
all
after
of a
my brother.
We're fucking sister.
Everyone's like, your brother's so cute. I'm like, stay away.
You know, everybody thinks that I'm so pure, and that's just because they don't know me.
It's so funny because everyone's like, Jamie must be like the. Like, she would get in fights and do this kind of stuff because I'm more aggressive on the outside. And Emily looks very sweet. She's got those sweet eyes, those doe eyes.
Mm-hmm. You said I looked like a cabbage patch yesterday.
Nope. Somebody else said cabbage
and
patch.
And bush baby.
I called you a bush baby. All right. First of all, it's better than Sid the Sloth. And I was trying to come up with, and I found a video on TikTok and it was talking about pretty women and like the styles of women and like how, girls who are bug pretty, it like showed a bunch of people who are bug pretty. Aww. And it was like Mila Kunis and like all these beautiful women. And then they were like, they look like bush babies.
Yeah,
and so I was like, Emily, instead of people calling you Sid the Sloth, they can like just say, we could say bush baby. Yeah. And I thought it was something nice. And Emily's like, I look like a bush baby.
That's a good thing. That's
I'm like, they're cute.
When you put it in like bug pretty, you're definitely bug pretty.
I'm bug pretty?
Yeah. You're like... But I don't know. You're just bug pretty. Mila Kunis, bug pretty. Yeah.
You, why do you guys keep calling her Mila Kunis?
What is it?
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Oh. Mila
Kunis.
Milo?
What?
Oh my God. There's a comedian here and I've met her a million times. I love you. We'll get her on one day. And she, the way that her name's spelled is spelled one way and we have friends with that name. And then I like called her that, but it's actually pronounced a completely different way. She was like, you've met me so many times. And I was like, I'm a dick. But it's like little things like that. You like question yourself. You're like, did I say it right? And then you say the other thing because you question yourself and it's wrong. And you're like, fuck.
One of my best friends, her name's Anissa. And I call her Anessa all the time.
Really?
We've been friends for like 5 years. Anessa. I'm like, I just can't get it together.
Honestly, every time I text my friend, I question if her name's Isabella or Isabella. I've known her for 10 years.
It's a self-doubt thing. Yeah, it's because, you know, we don't trust ourselves.
It's the brain damage.
Yeah.
It's the trauma brain. It's the trauma brain.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, it's not you. It's me. But also, I do have to say, like, people who are memorable to me, I remember.
Yeah. It just shows
Just
up.
Be more memorable.
Just do better. Yeah.
Just try harder.
Stop being a fucking bitch.
You know, I was talking to somebody about this. I've met people like a million times and I don't remember their name, but I meet some people once and I know exactly everything about them.
Yeah.
That I'm thinking that sounds like a them problem and they didn't leave it a good impression.
So what do you think it is? Like what is a good impression versus just a mid you'll forget in 5 minutes?
Well, a lot of people just talk to you and they don't introduce themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
yeah.
You'll be in groups like that's a simple thing. You get in a conversation. You're like, by the way, I'm so and so.
Yeah.
And then I think a good habit is saying that person's name back, you know,
always
3 times, I think is like a scientific thing.
And when
it is a thing.
When somebody else says my name more, it makes me think of their name more. Like, I'm like, oh, they said my name. And I think about their name. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know their name. I've been talking to this person for 20 minutes. Now it's fucking weird.
Yeah. Now I'm the asshole.
What I've been doing is getting better at shaking hands, introducing myself first name, last name, looking them in the eyes, and then just repeating their name back to them. And it probably sounds weird, but I'm like, hey, I'm going to forget your name if I don't say it. And then they say my name back. And I'm like, see, now neither of us are going to forget.
Yeah. The worst part is like, we're at comedy. I had 4 different dudes walk in and be like, hey, Jamie, nice to see you, Jamie. And I looked at them and I go, who the fuck are these guys? I've never seen them in my life. They just said hi to me like we've grew up together. You know? I'm like, how do you know
the wife and kids?
Yeah. I was like, that was so friendly. And I realized we follow each other on social media. I have red hair. Like we have, you know what I mean?
Stand out.
Yeah, we stand out, so it's memorable, so you remember us. Exactly. But maybe we're the random profile that
just
has, like,
dye your hair.
Followers.
Yeah.
Dye your hair.
Dye your hair red.
That's the way to do it.
Or purple.
You want to be memorable? Colored hair. Learn from these two.
Now, you just dyed your hair recently.
I know.
I like it with the dark.
I love it dark.
Good.
Really? I love it.
It looks so good.
I don't think the red fit me.
It's like femme fatale.
Yeah, your
like,
eyes.
Like, you could be an assassin or, like, kill somebody, and I'd be like, please kill me. This is so hot.
Yeah.
I'm going to smother you with my ass.
Please.
I make sure in black leather with some guns and a knife.
Exactly.
Or you're like a honeypot for like those spy missions and shit. You get sent in to seduce somebody and you're wearing like a long dress.
Mm.
That sounds like really fun role play.
Yeah. What? Oh, I'd be so into that.
Yeah.
You should do that and then pretend to kill, you know, your short king.
Oh, I smush ya.
Okay, wait, we have to get into it. We're getting into it.
I knew it was coming.
Well, you brought it up.
I know. I just,
you have men who have giant kinks.
Yes. Oh, so I'm a giantess.
And how tall are you?
I'm 6'1". So I'm 6'1", and I have a lot. I call them my short king army, and they are actually, some of them are 5'11", but.
So they're really 5'10".
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
In shoes.
In shoes. They're 5'11" in shoes. That makes a difference.
Yeah.
Listen, and so honestly, as long as you're 11 in dick length, I don't care how tall you are.
11 in dick.
Oh my God.
God bless you.
What's the biggest dick you've ever taken?
Don't deflect.
Okay.
Don't deflect.
I'm like, well, I've given a hand job to a micro, if it makes anybody feel better.
Really?
Like,
so
that's
the small with two fingers.
Two finger combo. Maybe like one on the balls.
Did you sometimes lose it?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Did he try to put it in?
No, it was pretty, I give him a, yeah, it was one of those situations where you don't want to do it, but you feel like you have to. I think it was like 19.
Assault.
I know. As in college, it happens. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it really does.
That did.
Were you asking for it?
Definitely did. Did I? Maybe. Frat parties.
She, you know what? Sometimes you just got to do it for the story. She knew in like 8 years later or whatever.
I'd be sitting here.
You'd be sitting here talking about how you jerked off a micro penis.
I can fucking see it right now.
Okay, dude. Tell us about you jerking off this micro penis. I need to know more.
Okay, how did this go? Well, we were at a frat party. He pulls it down. He was hot. He was like 6'3". It happens. I don't know how you guys get them, but it's okay. You know, don't be ashamed. So... he pulls it out and he was hot. He was friends with my friends. I wasn't going to like walk away, which I have done. And I was like, all right, I'm doing it. And so it was just like a quick, and also he lasted like 4 minutes. Maybe.
So you just sat there and jerked off a micro penis.
Yeah.
For 4 minutes?
This was in my whoring training phase.
You should have just sucked on it like a nipple.
What?
You could suck on a micro dick like a nipple. Like, see how weird you look?
Mommy?
Mommy, milk.
Can I get some milk?
Sucker.
Now, mommy.
So it didn't take long.
Give me that water, boy.
Like, I'm just like picturing.
No. Did it was a micro load.
Did he have a big cum shot?
Remember. No, it was in my mouth. I don't even remember. I think it was small. I know. And then we went back out and I was like, feed me alcohol.
Wait, he didn't even like touch you?
No.
You just...
What? I know.
You just jerked off this man with nothing in return.
Well, because he wanted to fuck me, but when you see a micro,
why?
How wet is your pussy?
Did you
be?
Have? How did he think he was going to get past your ass with that small of a dick?
Can
bro?
You show us your ass?
Yeah, take it out.
Ready?
Oh! Can we zoom in on that, please?
That's turn to the side.
That's a booty. Whoa!
We love the juice.
That's. You got the thighs and the booty.
My Lord, I just want to do a
all
prayer and thank Jesus today.
Thank you
for
God.
Blessing us.
Woo.
Wow.
You should see my mom. It's fun.
Really?
My mom actually has a pretty nice ass. She's like 64. No, 60. I don't know. She's somewhere in her 60s. And I was looking at her. She was in yoga pants the other day. I was like, damn, mom, what the hell?
I
was
like, I love
you
that.
You double cheeked up on this Tuesday afternoon.
My family doesn't have asses.
Well, you guys have the tits.
My family has tits, yeah.
My family's got the boobies.
Yeah, mine doesn't. I'm like trying my hardest right now.
Are yours
they
real?
They look great.
Yeah, they're real for now.
Oh, you getting a boob job?
I want one.
Me too.
Like I said, I want to be fucking plastic. I want to be like this walking, non-existent. I want to look like an alien.
I honestly, sometimes I want to too. But I just am so afraid of picking the wrong person. To do
it's,
me.
It's a lot of research.
I see so I research too, and then I get overwhelmed, and then I'm like,
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I just want my tits to be perfect.
Yeah. I heard that you can do PDO because you guys don't need any, but you could do PDO threads when you're like 40 and it'll
shut
look
up.
Like you got new tits.
Wait, can I do that now?
That's all I want.
I think.
I love my tits. I just want them lifted a little more.
Do it.
Oh, if they were lifted, I would be fine with these huge boobs.
That'd be cool. Are yours as heavy?
You're so heavy.
Yeah, do you want to come feel them?
I'm in my period too. And there's like a bump here. I literally feel like I have a lump.
Really?
I'm like, do I have cancer?
Probably.
No, I'm just kidding.
Stop. Don't say that.
No, it's really, it's like a heavy lump.
Does mine feel like that?
If it's really hard, then it's probably something to look. But if it's just like if it's kind of squishy, it'll feel like a fucking rock.
No, it feels like a rock.
Let me feel this.
And then feel my boob to determine the difference.
I'm coming for the titties.
Ow!
Oh, dear
God!
We're feeling up each other's titties.
Oh. Well, let me feel your... You got some heavy milk.
No, but like, if you go like this, and then pull up. Do you feel that? It's lower.
No, I think that's just your boob. It's because you're on your period.
Oh, I just got a mammogram.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten a mammogram?
No.
No.
Have you? Yeah. Why? Are you?
Because I'm like, hold on, let me readjust myself. Because I got a mammogram because I'm a fucking hypochondriac. I got a pap smear at 21. I got a mammogram. Like, I go, oh, I'm dead.
I have to get a pap smear this year.
Is it your first?
Yeah.
No, don't be excited.
I'm not excited. I've been putting it off.
They hurt so fucking bad.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, but I also have an IUD, so that hurts worse.
Yeah. I've had like multiple paps because I keep going to gynos and they're like, what are your records? Have you gotten one? And I don't remember. And I don't even remember. Here's how bad it is because I've moved so much. I don't even remember my doctors. I don't know where I went. I don't even know what to look up. So I'm like, I don't have that information. So every time I just get new pap smears every year.
Well, at least you're
oh my God.
Keeping up on your vaginal health. Fun.
I'm also hypochondriac. That's why I'm like, I have breast cancer.
Yeah.
There's a lump in my boob. There's a lump in my boob.
We haven't had a physical in 2 years.
You haven't had a physical in 2 years.
Oh, you had a physical?
I haven't had a physical in a lot longer, I feel like.
Oh my God, really?
Oh my God, maybe college?
Wow.
But what is a physical going to do? They're going to check my temperature and tell me I'm fine. It's
no, they feel your boobs.
Your doctor is going to put his fingers in your vagina.
No. Oh. Oh. Really?
No. Just like he did when I was 12.
Younger. Nice. Yeah. Sometimes I question. I'm like, did that happen?
No. No, mine did.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I would like describe it as like getting molested by a doctor, but it like fucked me up for a long time in the way that it felt like I did. He would like pull my pants down, tell me to look at my pussy and shit. And then like, would be like, all right, like I just have to check if it's everything's good. And he put his fingers in there and it was very quick, but I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Like I looked like that. That's how I looked.
Oh my God.
And I remember going to school in the locker rooms and asking girls to be like, hey, does your doctor do this? Because I felt so uncomfortable. And my mom was like, oh, he's just making sure everything's good. And I'm like, I don't know. This made me feel really weird. And I didn't like it. And I was in the room alone. And all the girls were like, no, my doctor doesn't do that.
I used to tell my doctor he couldn't look at me down there.
I did too.
Hey, I wouldn't let him.
Don't touch me there. That is my private square.
That's my no-no square.
Yeah. That's no, so cute.
I
don't know.
I think I would never leave my kid alone with a doctor.
Never.
Knowing like never. What's going on.
I don't want to leave my kids alone ever. That's why I just can't have kids.
Me too.
I would be such a helicopter parent.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
I was so crazy when my cat got sick. I can't imagine having children.
I know. I'm like actually a split because it's like I would be a helicopter parent, but I leave my dog at a border for like a month at a time. So I'm like, oh my God, would I be a bad mom or would I be like too overbearing and like cause problems? I don't know.
A little bit of both.
I think I'd be both. I'd be
cause abandonment issues and overbearing.
Yes. Yeah. Somehow we would make it work.
See, yeah. I would be like, okay, you can go do whatever you want, but you have GPS tracking on you.
Yeah.
Like I have to know where you are at all times. Do whatever the fuck you want, but just tell me, hey, I'm going to go to this person's house. This is what's happening. You don't need to lie. I'd rather just know so that if the problem arises, I can come and save you. Because my mom was so helicopter and wouldn't let me do anything that I had to sneak it. And I never want my kids to have to sneak it.
No, yeah. That's how you get hurt.
The way that you want a mom is actually how my mom was. She was like, oh, you can do whatever you want. You just have to tell me all the time. Here's your phone. Just let me know what's going on. And I still like, you know, we're teenagers. I was a fucking bitch. And so I was like running around. Oh, I'm not going to tell you where I am. And she's like, I fucking hate you or whatever. And so then I would call her at the end of the weekend and be like, all right, I'll tell you where I am if you come pick me up. But we have to get Taco Bell after. And so then I'd
you're a little
you made her bribe you.
I'd be like, you can come find me if you bring me to Taco Bell. And so then she'd be like, fine, I'll bring you to Taco Bell. So she'd pick me up. I'd be in like the fucking hood. And then bring me to Taco Bell. I'd order like $50 worth of things. In 2014, so it's like a lot of things.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And then I would fall asleep after eating 4 Cinnabons.
My mom,
bro, I love Taco Bell.
My mom made me wear one piece bathing suits in high school when I would hang out with friends. Like if I was going to go to their house and there was a hot tub, I remember there was a boy in my grade. He had a hot tub and everyone was going over to hang out. I was super close with his parents. And my mom was like, if you want to go, you have to wear a one piece. And she always knew. I don't know if it was mother's intuition. I don't know how the fuck she knew where I was and what I was doing all the time. But she would show up to people's fucking houses. So if That's I wore crazy. A bikini, that'd be the one time my mom bangs on the door and I'm fucked and getting dragged out of that house. And she told me, she's like, you have to wear one piece because I don't know if his dad is going to try to fuck you. And like,
what?
Yeah. She would be
your
like,
your mom has trauma.
She does a lot of that kind of trauma.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
And she'd be like,
you can't push that shit onto your child. Yeah. Like, you're creating more trauma for them.
I was like, there's a ton of people there. I get it. If it's just like me and this dude and it's like late night and his dad's the only one home. I couldn't understand that.
It's totally different.
But like a group or stuff. Oh. So I would have to show up in like a giant t-shirt and a bathing suit and everyone made fun of me and called me One Piece. That was my nickname. All my friends' older brothers, like four grades above, they'd be like, what's up, One Piece?
I'm going to change your contact name.
Fuck you.
That does kind of sound like a superhero name, though.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
One Piece to the rescue.
One Piece. Or a rapper name. Like, what's up, One Piece?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty fire.
I only got one piece, and it's this brain. And my lap lyrics go insane.
Yeah.
They go through your membrane and... Yeah.
Makes you go insane.
And when I come, I think of a man running train.
Nice.
On this pussy. I like Badoosie.
I love Badoosie.
I love that word.
The booty, dick, and pussy.
That's what
it
smells like.
Do you take it in your ass? I'm just curious. I don't know what Badoosie even means.
What, booty, dick, and pussy?
At the same time?
I guess so.
Like, think of when you, like, fuck, I would say booty, that smells like Badoosie. Right?
When it really smells like sex? I don't know.
Oh, so it's a scent, not an activity.
Should we look it up?
Yeah.
What does Badoosie mean?
Your FBI agent's like, what the fuck is wrong with her?
I think it's so funny because if the FBI is ever watching us and we do have FBI agents, for some reason we're on a list. What up, Fred?
Badoosie.
I think that they are entertained by us for sure.
Yeah.
They definitely like get all their friends to tune in.
Yeah, they definitely
these fucking idiots.
They
doing?
Definitely like us, even if they were trying to put us away.
Fred, shout out to Fred. Booty Badoosie is booty, dick, and pussy. Okay.
That's the same time.
Pungent odor of three combined sources, butt, dick, and pussy, is routinely caused by vigorous sexual activity using all three sources at once, also accompanied by a sweaty, humid room atmosphere. They're swingers. Their apartment always smells like Badoosie.
Oh my God, I'm so going to be a swinger.
I'm going to be a swinger too.
Yeah. It's like, I've been to a swingers club already.
I want to go to sex parties
so bad.
Did
you just go to one in Europe?
I went in France. And it was fucking awesome. We went and I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. We like walk in the room and then get a drink. And then there's a curtain and you walk in and everybody's like oral sex everywhere. The back room's like for actual sex. And I'm with the guy that I went with and I'm like, what the fuck? So we just kind of sit down. He's like, all right, you might as well like suck my dick. And I was like,
is this Short King?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to do it. So I do it, and then this woman sitting next to me, she's in a mask, and so then they start getting all, like, touchy-feely, whatever. So then I think I ate her out. I don't know. I was sauced. And then I was like, all right, I'm kind of over this. And so we went downstairs to the other room because there was, like, a stripper pole and, like, a dance floor and, like, a whole bunch of shit. Yeah.
Holy shit.
It was fun. It was cool, but I wish we would have done a lap because the audience wasn't, like I like
an
sluts.
Audience.
Yeah. And I like really hot, like... just hot people. And they were like, you know, mid, like I would do the thing, but I wasn't like turn the fuck on. And so we see this couple, it's like probably the hottest in there. And I was like, oh, they're pretty hot. And so we go sit next to them. And then we have like I start giving this guy head and then she's giving the guy that I came with head. And then he's fucking me and I'm giving her head. And I got Eiffel Towered in Paris. And I was like, bucket list check, baby.
Oh my god.
Eiffel Towered in Paris.
It was
what
amazing.
A dream.
I know. I was like, this is so romantic.
Did he take you out to dinner first?
Oh my God. I don't even probably. Maybe I don't fucking know.
She's like, I didn't need that.
Yeah.
Oh, what we're smoking on, guys. Quick little break. We're 30 minutes in.
Oh.
We some of you guys have found us organically. Some of y'all have heard us on Shoutouts on Podcasts. Some of you are true OGs of mine and know that back in 2020, Joey Diaz retweeted me. And yeah, the rest was history. Now his team, Emily, do you want this? The founder with him of Laughing Gas, his weed company, we partnered with them. And so we have a bunch of Laughing Gas weed products.
We have smoking on this shit right now, bro.
We have their hash holes. It's called Ash Hole. They're thick boys.
These are insane. They're literally filled with like a snake of oil straight through the middle, covered in hash. You get, it's crazy.
Ooh, oh, fuck me. And then, yo, tremendous. This one's called, what is this? White Truffle.
Our favorite is Rainbow
Dawn
Runs.
Face.
If we had to give our favorite, but they're all fucking great.
And then we have these sick cross joints. They're dope. They come with cool little glasses so you can see pictures.
Do you guys know how to roll cross joints? Because I don't.
I don't either.
These are so fucking cool. I've always wanted to smoke one.
And now you can.
Now you can with Laughing Gas.
Hell yeah, brother.
We That's love you.
Dope.
Ooh. Ow.
Sorry.
Cool. Praise Jesus. Praise. Cross. Cross joint.
We got Eiffel Towered in Paris.
Yeah, it was fucking iconic. It was one of the hottest things. It was on my bucket list. Like, do you guys have sex bucket lists?
Yeah.
Yeah, so mine's not
That's
like,
up there.
Yeah, exactly. It's up there. It was between that or getting like fucked looking at the Eiffel Tower, but I'm so glad that I got Eiffel Towered in Paris in this like cave sex dungeon type of thing.
That's so hot.
That's so hot.
So That's wild. My wet dream.
Oh, just take me apart.
I know. So now I'm like, I love swingers clubs. Like they're super fun. And it's like my dirty little secret. Like I just go.
That's so hot.
There's a lot of people. Oh. Wait, did you hear Hannah Stocking was on Pillow Talk talking about how she goes to sex clubs?
Really?
And she just gives me more like church girl vibes. And she was talking about like the crazy shit that happens in these sex clubs, like blood oaths. And
dude,
NDAs,
I want to go to LA sex parties.
Really intense, like big
Bro,
celebrities.
Bro, I have a plug for that if you
can
really
we go?
Go. Yeah,
we should
go.
All just go together.
Yeah.
We have a plug for the LA underground sex parties.
Yeah. I know someone.
I know a guy.
She's like, you'll have to sign an NDA and give over your blood.
Do we have
first.
To suck his dick?
I'm not sure. It's just kind of like a fun little, it's in a cool house too. So you like go and you just, you can do whatever drugs you want to do and just kind of fuck each other.
I Does just everyone want a get partner tested? So I can fuck
yeah,
people with my
tested.
Partner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's actually really... having a partner that you can fuck other people with is one of the best experiences that I've had in a really long time.
I've never had that.
It's fucking weird. It takes... So I started it, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll be insecure, whatever. And so I would have like some insecurity. Why are you looking at her? Whatever. And then I wanted to be a hoe. So I was more focused on me being a hoe. And then I'm like, okay, well, if I'm being a hoe, you should be a hoe so we can like level it out. And then we have the same type of like girls. Like
you like the same type?
Yeah.
Like, what's your type?
Okay, so I have two types. I either like 6 foot, 90 pounds, soaking wet with fake tits.
Supermodel?
Supermodel, Victoria's Secret vibes.
Okay.
Or I like... any height of bimbo, like big tits, small waist, fat ass, lashes, hair extensions, nails. Like, I'm like, you're a fucking slut. Like, let me see. Have you guys seen Chantel Danielle?
That sounds so familiar.
She has the choke queen tattoo.
Wait, I'm going to Google her.
Yo.
Can we pop up a picture of Chantel Danielle,
like a
please?
Fucking, she looks like a good time.
You're like, I want to fuck her.
I would fuck her. I would fuck a lot. But...
Who's your, like, so you said you have a sex bucket list.
Chantel Danielle?
Yeah.
If you had to fuck one porn star, who would it be?
Oh my God. See, that's hard. So my sex bucket list is more activities and less like people. But if okay. I wanted to fuck one person, Dwayne McHale is a porn star from when I was like 16. And I used to get off to him being really young. So I don't, let's see, who would I want to fuck?
She covered
now?
In tattoos and blonde.
Yeah, I think so. Blonde. I can't see.
Oh, you're blind?
Really, yeah, I'm fucking blind. Ugh. Yeah, it's this one. Yeah, bro. A little choke me tattoo.
You're like, you're a
yeah,
whore.
She's hot.
You're a
she's
fucking
hot.
Freak. Yeah.
You little slut, get over here.
Dude, I like nasty shit. I don't know. Who would I fuck as a porn star? Whoever's the nastiest. Like, Adriana Chechnik. That's who I would fuck.
Okay.
She's a slut.
We're trying to get her on here.
Bro, there's
some women who like do porn because they have to. And then there's some women who do porn because they fucking love it and are good at it.
Yep.
And
those are the ones you want on your computer screen.
Yeah, because they're like, they worship the dick.
Yeah.
You know?
She's like a sex athlete, a self-proclaimed sex athlete. I'm like, this bitch takes it. She's so, I don't know. That's the, like, if I can't get my nut off.
It's hard for me to watch porn now. Now that we're somewhat intermixed in the industry, like doing OnlyFans, we're around them all the time, and so now I actually feel uncomfortable if I like come up on like I'm scrolling porn.
I'm like, is that my friend? Should I be watching this?
I know. Or you watch and you're like, you did such a good job.
I know. I've actually seen some of my friends' sex tapes and I'm like, yo, you took that dick so good.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you, baby girl.
So proud. That was hot.
I was like, what an angle he got of your ass. That was fire. And she's like, wasn't it? That was so cute, right?
It's so true.
I love that shit. No, I feel you. About
I love
being
sluts.
Like, I love sluts. Dirty little whores that like just worship dick.
I am a dirty little whore.
I keep hearing the word slut and like all of a sudden I like feel it coming out. It's like, oh, she's like coming on. She's like, oh, you called?
I'm awake.
What? I'm like, hey, it's the slut.
I had sex once, baby. And now the slut is back.
Oh my God.
I haven't had sex. I'm just horny.
I'm horny too because I haven't been getting fucked because I had surgery, bro.
I know. You were, but
it's okay. It'll come.
It's because you held out for so long.
I need to come.
It's like sex
debt. You can't
debt.
Vibrate.
I lost my charger.
I'll give you one. I have like seven.
I lost all my chargers to all my sex toys.
Because I lost my favorite dildo.
I have a really good one on Amazon. Heavy pulse. And you can like do whatever you want.
Is it a rabbit?
No. But you just kind of like, I'm a clit bitch. Like,
I can't come without penetration and clit at the same time.
So it's like round and then skinny. And then like you hold it right there. It's pretty good. It's got quite the bit of vibes on it, but my favorite is the Lilo, and it's like, it's shaped like this, and it's like a little sucker thing.
Oh, I use the Womanizer, and it has like a clit sucker, but it blows air at the same time, and it like vibrates and like blows air basically on your clit, and it can do it wicked fast.
What?
That thing can make me come in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then they have a Womanizer better one that you would like, and it's black. So you would love it. Even why I thought you were gonna like it, but she's gonna love this one. It's black and it's big.
You know me so well, girl.
But it has an attachment that goes inside you that, like, I think it thrusts a little bit, or like it vibrates, and then you have like it's in, and then the thing sits. You hold it against your vagina, and it sits on your clit, and it sucks it at the same time.
I'm too horny for this conversation.
That's the one that I lost the vibrator for. And I'm pissed.
You guys,
I'll let you borrow it if you
go to the sex shop after.
I am always down for a little sex activity shop, whatever. I'm like, oh, let's just go. Let's just do it. It's so fucking fun. When I was in Greece, like last week, there was the Exotica thing. It was not Exotica, but it was like Europe Exotica. They had all of their shows were mid. At the very end, there was like 8 Vikings. And I was like, oh, this sounds like funny. Like, let's just watch the Vikings do something weird. And they were fucking... She was DPing herself. She was getting... the girl was squirting all over the audience. Like, it was the craziest show.
And everyone in the audience was just like, rain on me.
I know. It's like Shamu, but better.
I felt like an idiot because I was standing in the back because the shows were so bad at the beginning that I was just people watching instead of like... And like being there. And so I was like, all right, let's stand back. If I would have known she was squirting on the audience, I would have been in like...
You're like, damn it, I should have brought my umbrella.
I know, like a cup.
Have you ever sold your bath water?
Yeah. Have I ever sold my bath? No. Have you?
No. But people ask, we should sell our bath water.
Have you sold underwear?
No. That freaks me out.
Really?
I feel like you could clone me. I don't want to be cloned.
I like how my vagina smells, but not so much my underwear.
Yeah.
It's different. Pussy smells different when it's on cloth for too long.
Yeah, when it's
What would you compare yours to? Because I know what mine smells like. I just want to know what you guys say first.
What my pussy smells like?
On, like, underwear.
Like, slightly tangy. Is that, like, the sweat, too?
I don't know.
I don't know how to describe it.
It's just stronger.
It's like pussy, but intensified. like pussy to the third power. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or like sometime, like maybe, I don't know. You ever have like a tampon string that you get pee on and then your underwear smells
not like quite right.
It smells like a mix of like pussy and then tampon and then like your a little bit of pee that like it's just it's like badussy.
Badussy.
Oh my
god. Booty dick and pussy.
You know? Bro. So no, I'm because like sometimes like when I am having sex like during like without my period, my pussy doesn't really like taste or smell like anything.
Yeah, my pussy usually doesn't taste like much.
Like it smells like just like pussy.
If I'm like if I smell it on underwear, it smells like popcorn, I feel like.
Wait.
Could you put that together? Right? Right?
No.
It totally smells like
popcorn. I got told Honey Nut Cheerios.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, and then somebody else mentioned kettle corn. That okay, for their I squirt or something.
It was like, I see kettle corn.
So like they, yeah, they're pus- like
movie theater popcorn.
Yeah. I would say mine's that. More the movie theater popcorn. No, that was one time I squirted and I didn't drink, water.
Or something.
And I just got back from the movies and my squirt came out bright yellow and it smelled like movie theater. You know when you pee after the movie theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my squirt was like. It was horrendous.
Oh, no.
It was horrible.
You're like, I'm sorry.
I saw it. I looked and it was like a full, like, it was like when,
it's
when
like the fire the hydrant arch.
Is just squirting. You know what I mean? But it's McDonald's. You know, it's...
It's the McDonald's arch of squirt.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you know what? I think we've all been there, ladies. So let's just take away the shame.
Yeah.
There's no shame. Like
we've all been a McDonald's arch.
We've all been a golden shower.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Have you ever?
No, I've been pissed on in the shower, like as a joke. It's never
a joke.
It's never sexual. They're like, oh, I'm going to get you.
It always starts as a joke though. And then they're like, ha ha, I'm going to get you. And then I'm going to come on you.
I feel like I could totally get pissed on if it was like cold. But since it comes out hot, I'm like, oh.
I'd rather it be warm than cold.
Really? No, I can't. I would, like, ice me up. Like, because then my nipples would get hard at least.
Oh, if it, like, they squirted on your nipples?
Just anything. I don't know. Like, the warmth of piss.
You want to tense up.
Yeah, I like cold baths.
You're psychotic.
For sex, no, I though?
Like, I mean, I wouldn't want, like... I'm just saying, when I got peed on in the shower, it wasn't like, oh my God, this is so fun. It was like, oh, it's hot. But I feel like if it was like a lukewarm or something, it'd be like, oh yeah, this is okay, kind of nice.
So Jenna, we got a chill.
She likes a cold piss on a summer's day.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right.
We got to chill your man
Give
down.
Give me a cold piss popsicle. No, I'm just
kidding. Yo, we should sell our piss popsicles.
Dude, that's genius.
Shut the fuck up.
New. Does anybody want pee?
Piss popsicles?
I'll dehydrate myself and rehydrate myself and do an ombre collection of my piss.
Stop. You have an ice? Yeah.
It starts clear and then it goes right up to bright ass fucking dehydrated yellow.
You take your multi-day so it's just bright yellow.
How do we sell them? Because they're cold. You guys got to pay for express shipping.
And freeze dry nitrogen what?
You put them in those little boxes like the HelloFresh with an ice pack on top and bottom. Boom. Genius. It'll be there tomorrow.
That's
we could
disgusting.
Sell them on Amazon. Amazon Prime it.
Or you know what we could do? We could sell the popsicle mold and then just send them bags of our pee on ice. So it doesn't have to be frozen. They can make the popsicle themselves. So it's like a DIY.
Oh, that's cute. That's like arts and crafts.
Idea. Yeah, arts and crafts. Oh,
unwind with our piss popsicles.
Are you going to have so much fun with our pee just playing around with just it, you filthy little it. Bitch?
You little fucking...
Whoa, Emily.
Whoa.
It's coming Tell out.
You, really
you got her horny and she just put her sex voice on.
I like it.
I Keep can it hear up. It. You know when Emily's horny?
Dirty talk.
You know when Emily's horny because she looks and she's like, she does that to guys all the time. It's so funny when I watch them turn her on. She was like, what? And I'm like,
you're like, you little slut. It's in the eyes. I'm like, I fucking see it.
It's the eye of the tiger, boys.
They're like, she's so innocent and like nice and sweet. And I'm like, have you seen those eyes? Those are the eyes.
She's a demon.
Of a tricky Jezebel.
A tricky Jezebel. That's a callback, guys. Have you ever heard of that in comedy? Jamie just made a jokesy wokesy.
That was a long time callback. All right. So you have crazy sex.
You be fucking girl.
Me?
Wait, did we talk about Short Kings and your love of Short Kings? Like in depth
we did
about
little.
How guys like you for
before?
being 6'1". Or was that in the other one?
No, that was on the other one.
Okay. Okay. But Jenna, you're 6'1".
Yeah.
And men worship you for being tall.
Mm-hmm.
What is that like?
I don't know. It's fucking fun, though. They, like, come up. You can see it in their eyes. Okay, so the first, I'll give you a story. The first time I ever met a little bitch boy, I used to party. Yeah, so it's my little bitch boy army, and they're fun as fuck. They'll do your laundry. They'll send you money for Starbucks. Like, I don't know. Or, like, they'll buy you a fucking shoes. I don't know. It's fucking amazing. So the little bitch boy army, the first time I ever met an actual bitch boy, I was 19, and I was throwing parties. I was, like, trying to be an event planner. And I was like, okay, let's fucking, he DMs me. Oh, you're so tall. I just want to worship you. Can I send you money? And this was way before OnlyFans. I was like, what the fuck? No. Why don't you just come to my party? It'll make me feel better and I'll get extra heads. So I'll get paid for it. And then you can talk to me if you want. And so he comes with his friends. And so his name was, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, Ryan. Okay. And so Ryan, could be any Ryan, comes and he's with like like four other friends. And one of his friends is Ryan. And so his friend Ryan comes up to me and he's like, hey, I'm Ryan. I'm like, oh my God, you look so much better in person. And Ryan's sitting right there. And it was like, I don't know. It was fucking awkward. Later, like a
week
later. That's
so uncomfortable.
It was so, but he thrived off of it. Cause he was like,
I have to compete now.
Oh, he's like,
well,
he's
a little
me.
Bitch boy. Yeah. You hate me. I'm not worthy. Like I'm not good enough.
Oh.
So he was living for it. And then a week later, my friend was 6'3", and he was like, let me take you guys out to lunch. And she was all for it. So we get there and I'm psychoanalyzing him. And I was like, why are you a little bitch boy? And he was like, cause I was bullied in high school. And I was like, okay, trauma.
Wait, is that why I'm a little bitch boy?
Are you a little bitch boy? Do you
Am
worship
I a little
me?
Bitch boy?
Maybe.
That's Maybe. So you have this little bitch boy army of men who want you to dominate them for being tall and squish them.
Yeah. I've showed you the photo.
Like, what is this giantess? Like, it's a giantess kink?
It's like, I don't even really know where it comes from. It's just like, I don't know. You worship them because they're bigger. And then it's like a lot with the breeding, but like crazy, like on steroids.
So what do they ask you to do?
So I have a lot of ass smothering. You know the trend on TikTok right now? Ew, what is that? You know what I'm talking about? That's like, people are fucking loving that. Like, could you do it? Could you? And I'm like, yeah,
she's
sure.
So big
to
and
stomp
tall.
On you.
Yeah.
So you put the camera down at the ground. So you're like hovering over the camera and then it looks like you're stomping on them.
Yeah. And it's fun. Like there's certain bitch boys that I really like. So my little bitch boys, they are my army. Like they send me money. They clean my house. They edit my photos. They'll edit me next to skyscrapers. They'll edit me next to islands. You've seen the fucking island one. Add it. Put it on the screen.
Get that shit in there. Island boys. It's the island Jenna.
The island Jenna.
The island giants.
I'm like the fucking Poseidon of the giants.
That's so hot. I can see why they like it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, she's so tall. She could kill me.
Exactly.
Please step on my clit.
When they're bad, I just step. I step on them.
And you stomp.
Oh, yeah, I stomp. I fee-fi-fo-fum around this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah! Stomp me out, bitch.
No, it's so fun. And it's like, when they're good, you can be, oh, you're so good. And when they're bad, you're like, you
cute.
Fucking piece of shit. It's, when I have a bad day, little bitch boys.
I love being able to cuss people out. I'm like, you're a little fucking bitch. Your dick is so small, you ugly, worthless piece of shit.
Yeah.
I can't be mean to people like that.
No, dude.
I'm the opposite. Everyone thinks that I'd be so good at that and doming and shit and being aggressive. I cannot. It hurts my soul.
I can't do it in real life, but I can do it on OnlyFans. Does that make sense?
One of my little bitch boys, I was blacked out in Hawaii and my little bitch boy was blowing at my phone and my mom took my phone and answered the phone, was like, you fucking idiot. This is her mother. Like, leave her the fuck alone or send money. And he sent like $500. Yeah. And so, and he like, he still talks about it to this day. Oh, you know, your fucking mom and your brother were humiliating me. And I was like, yeah, I don't know.
Probably
I couldn't
off
remember
to that so much.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow.
Holy
shit.
He
got the whole family tree right there.
Damn. He got all the giants involved.
Yeah.
Oh.
Big old family.
Oh, the strong giant family in their high rise apartment that are just going to stomp his brains out.
They're just going to kill him.
What do you think makes men want to feel like small like that?
Okay, I actually have a hypothesis. I think it's men in like strong, like doctors. I had a doctor, he wanted me to like peg him and write on him. And I've had like lawyers want to get slapped around. Yeah, lawyers want to be told
it's how like the high stress jobs need the low stress sex.
Exactly. You need and you just want to be like, if you're told, if you're praised all the time, you need somebody to like bring you down to life. So I think I really think that's where it comes from.
Damn, I feel like online, like I get a lot of like, we all get hate comments, obviously, but we also get praised a lot because we're like hot and shit and funny. But I like being submissive in the bedroom too.
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
You're a switch,
so I don't get that.
Yeah.
Well, no, mommy and daddy issues.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely just a sub in the bedroom.
You say, I don't know. I thought I was too, but the guy I was telling you guys about how I fucked. This might have been the dad bods. Did we talk about that this episode?
No. I don't even know.
Or the deleted one.
It was on the deleted one.
Okay, damn. So we talked about if we like dad bods or not. My answer was yes, and like one of the guys that I recently fucked definitely has a dad bod. Doesn't work out. He likes to be like dominated a little bit. He's so good at being dominant and like it's toxic, like the toxic good sex. It was the best sex ever. Big dick, big personality, praised me. But then I think I choked him too. It was like what we talked about on Brad's episode where like, you know, when a guy chokes you and then all of a sudden you're like reflexes to choke them.
Yeah.
And he liked it. And I was like, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. You're and then I talked about.
I guess it depends on the person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dynamic.
That's intimate though, that you guys can choke each other. I feel like that's really
I think he likes
hot.
To like. Get pegged too though, so
you would know. You ever?
Ooh. I have.
Wait, really? Yeah. How was it?
It was awesome.
That sounds fun. It sounds like such a fucking power move.
I really liked this guy. It wasn't even a power move. It was to give somebody an experience, but not in like a dominant mean way. I was like, oh my God, passionate you'll pegging. Remember me forever. Passionate pegging. I pegged him missionary. Like I pegged
oh
him
my
like,
God.
Like fucking him missionary, kissing him.
Holy
while
shit.
He moaned.
No, bro.
And he was like,
oh, man.
Oh. And I was like, oh shit. And then he looked at me and he goes, give me the big one.
At the extension.
It was hot. It wasn't, I didn't view it as like, I don't know. He just like was so sexually open and from the like day we met about what he liked. And he was always kind of a little fruity. And I like that. I like a bisexual man anyways.
We love vulnerabilities.
He was also very toxic. So there was that like toxic masculinity that gave him that like manliness.
Yeah.
The same time, I guess, you know?
That's hard.
I think a little toxic masculinity keeps it
is needed.
Exciting.
Keeps it exciting. Keeps it fresh.
Keeps
you know,
my
sometimes
pussy flowing.
He can be dominant. Yeah, keeps you squirting everywhere.
Oh yeah. If he's not a little bit of an asshole, I can't like him.
Yeah.
No. I had a guy tell me he liked my attitude last night, and I was like, "See, the fact that you look at that as like a positive, I'm like, thank you." Because some people will be like, it's too much of an attitude. I'm like, no, it's if you can give it back to me, we're having a good time. That's a party.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough of an attitude.
No.
No.
You need to be meaner. Exactly. Maybe you'll have a little bitch boy army. Meaner you get.
I've had a bunch of guys starting in OnlyFans try to get me to be like mean to them or FaceTime them, or they wanted to be humiliated. They wanted to do FinDom. I can't do any of it.
Really?
I just don't have the capacity to actually talk to somebody. It's a job.
It is a job.
And I'm like, they don't have the money that it would cost for me to actually want to do it.
You gotta find the good ones.
Yeah. Like $1,000 a day.
What's the most you've gotten from a bitch boy in one day?
So the first time I ever had a bitch boy, I maxed out his credit card. We spent $5,000, not including like dinner. And he came down from LA to San Diego. And then at the end of the night,
you're just putting these men in financial crisis.
Holy shit.
They're selling their homes after a night out with Jenna.
I love that for you.
No, seriously. I hit him up like 3 months or he would hit me up and he'd be like, oh, I want to do this. And I'd be like, all right, let's fucking do it. Let's do the same fucking thing. I don't have any money. I'll do your homework. And so I hit him up like eventually and I was like, hey, like, are you fucking ready? No. And I was like, all right, I'm over it. But actually, I met this girl in LA. She was 6'1", and she was telling me about her little bitch boy. And it was the same bitch boy. And I was like, this
motherfucker.
And
he had money for her?
He had like $300 or $500. But like just for a session where it's like, and my sessions are expensive. And so I was like, whatever.
What the fuck is a session?
Like if I go to dinner or if I go like shopping with them, you need to like blow. I need to be able to get in the mood. Like I'll be angrier or I'll be like more aggressive the more money you spend on me. So I'm like, yeah, that's my fucking wallet. I love it.
Oh, so,
holy yeah. shit. Have you done this a lot?
I've only done it a few times. And it was when I was younger. I don't really do sessions anymore. But when I was younger, I would do them all the time. Like I would have my little bitch boys come over and do my laundry or like bring me all my groceries and like put them in the fridge and like do that stuff. Because I was fucking broke in college. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Weren't you afraid of meeting men?
No. I haven't. I have a like, what's it called? Like, I think I will never get hurt.
You're invincible.
Invincibility complex. Yeah.
I honestly, really if bad. I was 6'1", I would have an invincibility complex.
Wait, that's
too.
So true. Because you like are like, I can protect myself. You literally could stop a man before he punched you by putting your arm out.
No.
You're like the arm span of a fucking eagle or something.
My arm span is 7 feet long, I think. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Cause they go really long.
Oh shit.
When
you
I
do have long
volleyball,
arms.
Yeah. They're like really long.
Did arms. You ever play basketball?
No, I didn't. I mean, I played basketball and when I was younger, I played it like I was 8 and I put it in the wrong basket and it was in front of my crush and I was so embarrassed that I didn't play basketball anymore. I know. It's like, fuck this. It was so bad.
And you never played again?
No, I retired from the court.
Isn't it so funny how like one incident of us being embarrassed as a child shapes us for the rest of our lives? You're like, I won't
so
even go
bad.
Near a basketball court.
Dude, I literally remember his name. I remember being on the team. I remember my coach being like, oh, why would you do that? And my mom was like, oh my God. I remember all of it. And I was like, I'm not doing this.
Do you think about that at 3 a.m. a lot?
Sometimes. It's like halfway through the vibration and then I'm like, oh, never mind. I can't.
I quit. I wanted to be an Olympic gymnast.
Really?
And I was like in competitive gymnastics for years, like AAU, everything. My mom wouldn't let me shave my armpits or my legs. So I quit gymnastics because she wouldn't let me shave.
Mm.
I was so embarrassed to be hairy and I was like going through puberty that I quit my favorite sport and I regretted it for a long time.
Oh,
can you still do splits?
I might be able to. Not all the way down, but close for on one, tight. Only on one leg.
Yeah, I can only do one leg. But that's my party trick. Mm-hmm. I can only do one because it fucking hurts these days.
I haven't been doing the splits in a long time, man.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Sometimes I do it just to know I still got it.
I actually have like a kink in my hip flexor. Oof. But anytime I'm moving, it's like pinching. So I can't really do much on this side. I don't know what's wrong.
You still got one other side. You got one good hip.
That's true.
I don't know when I'm going to be able to arch again. I don't even know when I'll be able to stretch again.
Oh my God. How is that? Are you just like bricked up right now?
Like, bro, I'm horny as fuck. So yeah, I'm bricked
up.
Oh
my God, you poor thing.
She got her gallbladder removed. So there's extra room for dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, the guy I'm fucking is 10 inches. Whoa. I got to get rid of 3 inches, bro.
Yep. Get rid of that gallbladder.
10 inches. That's so impressive.
Wait. Okay. So you never told us.
You're a size queen.
We're both size queens.
I didn't know I was a size queen until this man.
Oh my God. Wow. That's hot.
And now I can never go back.
Dude, that's fucking nuts. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what's crazy is I've never seen it in his pants.
Same.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, not that it's weird or I'm looking, but I assume.
No, I know what you're saying.
If it's 10 inches long.
There should be
in
a
bulge. In your movement. But that's why he wears such loose pants.
Bro.
He needs extra room for his dick. That's crazy.
Oh.
Because there's been times, like, you ever see, I remember growing up, like, when you were in high school, you would look at your teacher who, like, wore a little bit too tight pants that day.
And you'd see his dick.
And everyone would know what that guy's dick looked like. And it would be talked about forever.
Yeah.
We saw his dick print.
The guy I'm seeing wears the skinniest fucking jeans.
Does he have a big dick?
It's okay.
Does he tuck up or down?
I think he tucks up.
Okay, because my ex is black and he thought that all black men tuck down. And I was like, no.
I genuinely think tucking down seems like, if you think about it, how uncomfortable does that seem?
It seems fucked up.
I know.
I was like, what's wrong with your dick that you can just bend it like that?
Why would you do that? Yeah.
And then you have to walk. Horny a lot?
It's in between.
No, yeah, the waistband.
Yeah.
I would just rather put it up.
No, but even still, like, he wears these tight-ass jeans, and if I'll see him get hard in the tight-ass jeans, and I'm like, I'll poke it, because I want to make it worse. I'm in a public humiliation.
You're evil.
I know, it's so bad. I'm like,
So what happened to you?
A lot.
That made you like this.
Where should we start? Daddy issues.
If you could tell the audience one way, one thing. What?
My dad didn't like black guys, and so I was always like, oh, I want to do the opposite of what my parents want. And so my first
boyfriend... So you only dated black men?
Yeah, so my first boyfriend was like 6'5", in a gang. Yeah, literally in a gang. Oh.
I just heard the 6'5", and I was like, nice.
Nice. He got arrested twice while we were in a relationship. I was like 17, writing letters to a jail.
Stop.
Yeah.
Were you going to wait for him?
Your parents hated you.
My poor fucking mom, she was like, she just kind of like let it go. My dad, it was just a lot. My poor mother, though.
So your mom's good.
Yeah, my mom's like a fucking angel. She just like rocked with it. She was like, well, I guess she's a slut. And so, I don't know. We were just kind of like, she walked in on me getting fucked by this gang member once. Doggy style, like a fucking deer in headlights. It was so embarrassing. And she still doesn't let me live it down. I'm like, hey, this is so-and-so. We're like, if I bring friends around, oh, you remember that one time you got fucked doggy style?
I'm that, like, oh my
your
God.
Your mother saw this. How old were you?
17. Maybe.
Oh, you little slut.
I was such a slut. So I had a rule.
My mom would have beat my ass and then beat that dude's ass.
You know,
and then
funny?
Brought other people to go beat his family's ass.
She let him come first before we got in trouble.
That's no. really kind of her.
I know. So she like walked in.
What a good mom.
I know. She walked in, saw it close. So we had like a no closed door rule. And so I had the door like almost closed. And so then she opened, and closed the door. And then I was like, you better fucking come quick. And then within like a minute, she was like, get your fucking ass out here, and sent him home. So
he came just as she started yelling at the jailer.
Yeah.
He
was like,
my mom doesn't love me.
Yeah, exactly.
This is where like the humiliation kink comes in or something, because you were like, yeah, I still like, if that happened to me, I'd be so turned off and done that I'd be like, all right, we're done. And I'd be so embarrassed. And you were like, oh, that was my mom. She just barged in. We got a minute. Don't worry. Yeah. Let's come.
Wow.
What?
That's dedication on your part.
Yeah, I don't know. It started from a young age, I guess. So
wow.
I was always a little slut. I wanted to fuck one of my cousins. It wasn't actually my cousin, but it was like the guy at the dock next to my house.
Oh, so it wasn't related to you?
No, not related to me, but like they used to call like, oh, you know, Auntie Deb, and so like all that stuff. And so then
as long as they're not blood, I feel like it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, they weren't blood, but he was like 17 and I was like 9. So it was like, I've always gone for older too, actually.
May I ask that?
I think I was. I was sexually assaulted by a female when I was in fifth grade.
Oh,
and so
sorry about that.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. No, it's fine. It happens.
Like, then I found out I was gay.
I know. And so that happened, but through therapy, I'm like, hey, it's not her fault. Like I think her brother assaulted her, and so then she thought it was okay.
It's the sexual abuse, 100%.
That is incredibly, unfortunately, so common.
Yeah.
Because I have I know a lot of people who, when they were younger, they were touched by people their age.
Yeah.
But you were both young, but it was still assault. But that kid was clearly getting touched at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something was happening to him for him to do that kind of stuff.
Because they don't know how to do it if they haven't been shown how to do it.
If it's not modeled to them, you don't know that shit.
When my mom found out, she was like, oh, it's because of her brother, probably. And it was like pretty fucking, I think he went to jail for sexual assault. Like,
that's why my mom never eventually. Let me go to people's
Holy
houses.
Shit. Yeah.
She'd be so. Like, they have older brothers.
I know. No, it's fucking nuts. And that whole situation, crazy, like in all regards.
That made me so, my like sexual assault stuff happening and like going through all of that. Cause I viewed like sex on like such a high pedestal of like, I'm pure. Like I was very like that growing up. After being sexually assaulted my senior year, I completely switched. And I was always sexual. And my mom was very open about shit, so I didn't mind talking about sex. I've always been like that prior to it.
Yeah.
But it made me so hypersexual that I, like, was super kinky and crazy, and I couldn't come to normal shit. Yeah. Like, I had to watch, like, fucked up shit for me to, like, even, like, get there.
That's why I was super sexual from such a young age, because I was assaulted as a child multiple times.
Yeah. No, it's fucking nuts. And then it's, like, assault on top of, like, daddy issues. Because I was, like, the princess, and then something happened to my dad. We had a falling out. I was like 15, I think, and we stopped talking. And that summer I started smoking weed, drinking, failing all my classes, and got that gang member boyfriend. And so it's like, I was just kind of, this is so sad, but I was like looking for love in places that I mm-hmm. couldn't find it elsewhere.
Yes. So, yeah. That was a Absolutely. Lot of it.
Yeah.
I thought if I could perform in bed that they would love me.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know why society has like groomed us basically to think that way.
I still yeah. kind of think that way, where I'm like, oh, I have to please you for you to love me.
Oh my God. Playing hard to get makes guys want you more. So I play hard to get all the time when I'm like newly fucking a dude. And it's so weird.
How do you play hard to get?
Yeah. Can you teach me?
So I'll like hook up. So I'll play for a little bit. Oh, you know, there's not just act super uninterested, hook up with them. Not really interested. And then it like, it's like a fucking love game.
See, I act uninterested and then guys stop talking to me.
Oh, really?
Like, I feel like I'm actually at a point in my life where I feel like I hit a point where I don't feel like I have to please men anymore or my partner. And I've had way better sex because I'm not putting on a performance. Mm. I was finding men who wanted a performance. They yeah. wanted to be pleased in bed. And when I switched that, I found men who wanted to please me in bed. And that was a game changer. And then when I met, like, that helped me also be like, oh, I don't need to do this because you're getting off getting me off. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't ever want to go back.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I love a giver when you're fucking, they just want to make you come. That is best shit ever.
It's so good.
Like, I'll just lay there and take it. Do whatever the fuck you want to me.
Really? I'm, like, a giver. So if I'm with a giver, I have, like, a power struggle of, like, what are we giving? When are we giving? Like, 69's hard, but it's, like, are you doing it? Am I doing it? Like, if I'm getting eaten out and you stop and you're, like, that was it. I'm glad you just came all over my face. I'm, like, no. Come in me. Cream pie me right now.
Yes. Yeah. Do you have a breeding kink?
I don't have a breeding kink, but I mean, maybe. I haven't thought about it that much, but if they don't come in me, I'm like, ew.
I have such a breeding kink. I want to be cream pied all the time.
So what? Okay.
It's less about being cream pied for me. It's them telling me that they want to have a family with me, or like that they love me, or like they're like, I'm going to breed you and like that's what you're here for, and I'm going to give you all my cum. And then they're like, are you ready? And I'm like, I'm ready, you know? And then they do it.
I actually have baby fever, so please.
Oh, really?
Such baby fever.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't. I think that's if a guy was coming in me and he was like, I want to fucking give you a family, I'd be like, never mind, come on my face. I'd be like so scared. I don't know if I could do it because
Do you say I love you when you fuck?
If it's with someone, like if it's with a little short king.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Do you prefer making love or fucking?
Oh no, I'm a whore.
Like, you want to be slutted out?
I want to be slutted out. Like, I also have a cock fetish. So I have a few. I have like the goddess worship, and then I have a praise fetish where if I'm getting fucked, like I want you to fuck me, be like, you're so fucking sexy. Like, I love that.
Oh.
And then I have a cuck fetish, which is like a new thing, but I want to just either do a threesome or just have my partner like watch me getting absolutely fucking railed, like airtight railed.
Yeah, no, I'd like that too. I have I found this, I've never found a porn. Ever since this one porn, we've talked about it on this podcast before, but it's definitely like a long time ago, like 20 plus episodes ago. I had an ex and he was into like kind of like watching me fuck, but for him. And I never actually did it. It was just something we talked about, like a fantasy. And so while we were fucking, he would tell me like, oh, you're going to do this to this guy. Like, I'm going to bring people in and you're going to fuck these guys for me and you can't touch me until you earn me.
Oh, that's
and
hot.
And he was talking dirty, being like, yeah, you're going to take this one and then you're going to take this one. You're not fucking done yet. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so hot.
He found this one porn. And I look for it every time and I can never find it. I wish I had it like bookmarked or something. And it was a husband talking to his wife while this was happening. Like different guys were coming in and he was talking to her from across the room. Sometimes he'd come up to her and he'd like hold her by her fucking head and he'd be like, "How do you like that?" And like it was they like she'd be getting fucked, but she'd be looking at the other guy the whole time. It was only for him. And it was the hottest shit I've ever watched.
Fuck. It was, yeah, dude, my pussy is quenching.
I'm
right now.
So horny.
It was crazy. And so I've gotten another ex after that. I didn't know I was into it until that guy. My recent ex or whatever would do that. He would talk and he would tell stories and he was so creative and elaborate with them. We would never actually do that. And it wasn't his kink. And he'd be like, "Please, let's not actually do this." But like,
but he would do it for you.
But he would do it for me.
Aww, that's so hot.
He was such a giver. It was fucking that's so hot. So how sexy. Do I get other guys? I can't just be like, "Hey, can you talk about letting other guys fuck me while we fuck?" But they don't understand how intimate that could be.
It's so intimate.
Yeah.
My ex used to do that. And he would tell stories in my ear about us fucking other people. And I would come so hard.
I've really become so fucking into that shit. Like, sharing is caring, on God. Like,
I feel like it would be kind of hot to watch, like, my man tear up somebody else's pussy. I'd be like, yeah, get it, babe.
Exactly. Especially if it's someone that, like, you're like, "Oh, she's hot, too."
Yeah.
It's so fucking fun.
I haven't had that yet.
Oh.
If you're out there, I'm waiting.
You'll get it. We can all go to a swingers club when we're 40.
I'm still waiting for just, like, a regular fuck buddy. I just need a fuck buddy.
Yeah. I want a fuck buddy and then I get attached, so I can't have fuck buddies.
Yeah, Emily had sex once and then it was history. It was history. She's down bad.
If you make me come, it's bad. We're cutting all of this.
Why?
Oh my God.
This is the part where I say I'm down bad.
You're like, "I'm not admitting
it." You don't think we all know?
I hope he doesn't know. He probably knows.
He's probably also down bad. That pussy was so fucking tight after months of not getting railed. Are you kidding me?
This 2 years, right?
Yeah. Two years?
Like a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Are you kidding me? The amount of... No, you're okay. That's a virgin pussy after that. You're born again.
Jamie's like, "I feel your abandonment triggers."
She's shaking. No. She's shaking right now.
Like a scared puppy.
She's okay. Going like this and I'm like, "Something's up." Our podcast goes from mix of like sex to funny just to really deep
to trauma like, therapy.
Because it's like we can all make jokes about it, but okay, let's like bring it down and like let's be real about it too. Because like that can help other people who are going through that shit.
I feel like it does take a lot of courage to be able to talk about it. Like there were so many years that I was in denial where I was like, "Oh, I didn't get assaulted." Like, "Oh no, maybe it wasn't like that." Like, "Oh, it was just a game." Like, "Oh, doctor was a game." You know what I'm trying? And so it's like, "Oh, that was, yeah, it's fine." And then you just kind of like, "Oh, maybe that actually wasn't okay." So.
Yeah. You know what it took? You know those like assemblies in high school where they come in and they like talk about like their daughter drowning in like a pool of water because she drank like a couple drinks?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We had a woman come in and she talked about how so she was sexually assaulted and I had never confronted like one of my sexual assaults. And then I was listening to her story and it hit me and I reported it. And then she changed my life. I like spoke up for myself after that. Nothing ever happened, but fuck that guy. He's dead now.
Good. That's what he deserved.
Amen.
Yeah. Cheers to that motherfucker.
I don't know if you ever told me that story.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember the assembly.
Yeah.
But not what happened.
We don't have to help now.
No, assemblies in high school were so funny. We had one guy come in and he was like, "Yeah, you know how I got over bullies? I'd pretend that I was holding up a fork and I'd hold it up to my eye and like point it at my bully and I'd be like, 'Bully in jail.'" And I was like, "Dude, this guy's fucking autistic. What is wrong with
him?" Like schizophrenic. He can just imagine
bully
it.
In jail.
What the hell? That's so fucking funny.
I don't know, man.
Trauma. There was a assembly chick that came in and told us about her dead son who died in a car accident. And that's why you have to be a safe driver.
Yep.
And I don't think I've ever cried more in my fucking life. It was so sad. Did you guys watch Red Cement and you're like driving Ed?
What's that?
That like sounds so familiar.
Yeah, it was like a movie or something where they just show you a bunch of dead bodies that have died from reckless car accidents. Like,
yep. Yep.
Fucking
it was traumatizing.
Traumatizing. Yeah. To the max. Whew. And I still have a DUI. Like, I don't listen. I don't fucking listen to anything. It's so bad.
Let's bring back high school assemblies. Matter of fact, let's make them once a week.
I honestly.
Yeah, right.
Don't you think we would benefit as adults with assemblies?
Yeah, I
think
therapists. We would. But if our society had assemblies, we would be complete dictatorship.
Oh, maybe.
It would be some, like,
yeah, no one would go unless they were forced to do it.
Yeah.
And then if we were forced to do it, we'd be like, fuck you, we can do whatever we want, and no one would want to go. I would hate to go to the assemblies, but, you know, it would work.
It would work.
Because they scared the shit out of us.
Yeah.
So I feel like sometimes you have to be reminded that life is short.
Yeah, dude. I can remember so many assemblies.
Really?
I can't remember shit, dude.
Really?
I remember, like, one.
Drugs. Drinking and driving. This girl came in a wheelchair. The mom I just told you about. The fucking red cement. I don't fucking know. But there's like, so if I actually was to think about it, I'd be like, ocean conservation. Like, I grew up in an ocean town.
Wait, did your high school, like, senior class get hypnotized every year?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Wait, that was you too?
I feel like we had hypnotized people come through.
Yeah, they brought
my school.
Hypnosis people, but only for the seniors in our school.
Wow, that's so interesting.
I could never get hypnotized, and I was like, "Why? Why is it not working?" And everyone else can. I thought I was broken.
Me neither.
And then I was like, "Oh no, you're just spiritually connected to who you are, so they don't have the ability to shut
right.
you
control.
Off."
Control. Yeah.
I know. So now I like am not upset about it, but I used to be really mad at no one could hypnotize
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
I'd be so happy. I don't want them to know my dark secrets.
I just wanted to know what it would be like to go into a hypnotic state and then come back. It was more, I don't know. I was weird.
I tried it. I was at the fair and they had like and I was like, oh my God, me, please. And I went up.
Pick me.
Yeah. And then my mom was like calling my friends and they were like on the stage. Hey, you got to get her. She's got to go. And I ran out. And then one of my friend's dads comes back and gets me, hey, you need to get unhypnotized before you fucking leave. It's like, okay.
So what were you doing?
I went to go run to, my mom was there. Like, I had to get in the car. And so, I don't know, I was on the stage. She was trying to, like, make a stance. And I was so embarrassed that I wasn't hypnotized that I was playing along with it. Because I was on a fucking stage at the fair. I was like, oh, here's my dance.
And you were not hypnotized.
No, I was just like, I don't know what you could literally, like, I could have opened my eyes and been like, the fuck is this shit?
He could have told you everything to do and you would have done it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have, like, he's like, oh, tell me your deepest, darkest secret. And I'd be like, sure. I don't know. I just was so embarrassed because everybody else was doing it. I was like, yeah.
How many people do you think just played along with the hypnosis and weren't actually hypnotized?
That was my question. I was like, how many people a year fake hypnosis things?
If you faked hypnosis, you can collect. Call 1-800-2-GIRLS-1-BLUNT. You may be, entitled to some money.
Some compensation.
Yeah, some compensation.
We should start a fucking fund.
GoFundMe, bro. Yeah. Were you fake hypnotized? Me too.
It's traumatizing. Having to fake it.
My mom did one of those therapies. Is it EMDR?
I love EMDR.
But they basically, like, she had a therapist. It's kind of fucked up because she was going really deep into her childhood trauma, trying to, like, heal it. And I never know what she's saying is true or not, but I don't want to, like, invalidate her mental health experience, you know? But what she was saying was basically, like, they had brought her to this place in her childhood and brought back all these memories. And then her doctor was like, hey, I'm moving out of state. I can't be your doctor anymore, and left mid sessions. And so he never kind of closed her out. Like how your dad said he has to unhypnotize
her.
So they never like closed it. And then they were like, she's like, you just fucked me up even worse.
That's so
all of those therapies,
actually.
Like EMDR really opens up and like re-triggers you.
Yeah.
So while it is healing and allows you to feel those emotions that maybe you've pushed down, like that's just my personal experience, it opens those wounds up raw again. And if I couldn't, it's abandonment. If you're being left like that,
you're
re-triggering your child by being left in that pain again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's super fucked up that therapist did that, because that's like, so EMDR is a dangerous way to do it. Like mm-hmm. I've only done
especially
it once.
It's not a consistent person.
Yeah.
Why would you start that process with somebody knowing you're leaving and trying
that's
to find another
up.
Job?
I did that for like 3 years straight. It's a lot.
You did EMDR for 3 years straight?
Yeah.
Oh my God, your poor little brain. That sounds terrible.
I remember you tried to go back into it now.
It was a lot.
I was like, Emily, you just went through all that. It's time to just like, sometimes we don't have to fucking heal, guys.
Yeah, you can just be stagnant for a bit.
Dude, I didn't have it in me.
Yeah.
I didn't have it in me. It was severely triggering and I was not okay for a long time.
No, that's, I genuinely believe, like, you can just chill for a bit. You don't need to be in therapy.
That's what I've been doing now.
Yeah. You don't need to work on yourself.
You don't need to excel in your, just fucking chill. Just chill, lay out in the sun, make some TikToks, fucking, I don't fucking know. Just chill.
We're smoking weed, we're soaring, flying.
Is that always, in Montana?
We break, no, High School Musical.
High School Musical.
And there's not a...
Both are you getting high?
I wouldn't.
Are you getting fucking high, man?
I feel like we need to lighten the mood. We've been talking about trauma for so long, I might cry.
Yeah.
Are you like, hormonal or copper?
Copper. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I know. It makes me want to fucking kill myself once a month.
It's miserable. That copper IUD is so fucking miserable.
I would rather jump off a bridge. Every time that I get my period, I'm like, I'm going to take this motherfucker out.
And then I'm gonna get you.
I'm gonna fucking get you. And then
you start fighting back. You're like, stop.
Knock it off. I have my heat pad like everywhere that could possibly be. I wish there was like heating underwear.
They can get a heat blanket.
Yeah. Like a heated waiting blanket. I have the one that you have. Once I saw the one that you have, I bought it online.
What one?
The big mat.
Oh, yeah. On the Amazon. The heating
pad? Dude, I love it. Yeah.
The extra large ones.
Oh, you got an extra large one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Sometimes I need one.
Like, tuck it in my pants. And I just,
yours
like,
is pretty big. There. I tuck not it in my pants, enough. Too, and it burns me.
But I kind of like it.
Me too.
I can't go to sleep without my heating pad now. I also can't masturbate without it.
Wait, really?
Masturbate with your heating pad?
Do you put it on your back?
Yeah.
That's so smart.
And then I come really hard.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to try this.
It's so good.
What?
Whoa. So good. So use a heating pad to come.
That's fucking genius.
It's like the buildup. You know how when you build up from an orgasm, you get really warm?
Yeah.
It's like the buildup is already there. So then you come harder.
Okay. It's like wearing socks when you have sex.
Exactly.
What are some things that we all do? Because guys don't know this, but to make a woman come, there's a lot that goes into it. And there's little things that we do to make us be able to come.
Tell her she's pretty.
But you use a heating pad.
Use a heating pad. Tell her she's a good girl.
What do you do?
I like a lot of moisture.
I have
moisture,
to be
spit, squirt, whatever it
or
is.
Or lube if you're by yourself, though.
No, I can get myself like.
With just your hands?
I don't own lube, but I should, right?
That just means you're wet all the time.
Yeah. Juicy. Duh.
Juicy Jenna.
See, I had an issue where I had to use lube all the time, and it was like, oh, Jamie, you're fucking the wrong dudes.
Yeah.
Because I have no, unless I literally got drunk 2 days in a row and didn't drink any water, you know what I mean? Where my whole body's dehydrated, then I'm fine.
Oh, no, I feel that. If I'm like on a fucking bender, I'm like, I spit on it, but.
I feel like I've been struggling, but I think it's just honestly because I've been sick.
I think it's
for like 2 months.
In the head.
No, I had to get my gallbladder out.
Getting wet? Oh, yeah. Masturbating? I thought you were talking about when you had sex, because I was like, if that's the case, that's just your intimacy coming up.
That too.
Your body's afraid. You're shutting. You're freezing.
I'm afraid of vulnerability.
Yes, you don't. Your body's like, nope. It's almost like telling you it's trapping them out.
Yeah.
But not that it's bad. It means that you just need to open, you know, you need to work on that heart chakra.
Dude, every time we've had sex, I've cried pretty much after.
What?
We'll like talk about something and I'll end up like sobbing. And I'm like, nobody loved me. And he's like, I just made you come too hard, huh? And I'm like, yeah.
It was really intense. It was an intense little orgy.
Wait, it's every time?
It's happened like 3 out of the 5 times we fucked.
Wow. Dude, see, that's how you know that he likes you, though, is he hasn't run.
No, he's still, like, getting her, like, breakfast and, like, doing sweet things.
See? He's there for the long haul. He's seeing you cry after sex. Like, that's...
Well, let's not assume any man's in it for the long haul. No.
They're just here for a good time.
They're just here for a good time, not a long time.
I hate that.
But that's good. That. Why can't we just enjoy people? Why do we have to have such attachment to it needing an outcome?
I don't know.
And need, like, there's, we don't, I remember, like, with my ex too, he was like, well, when I met you, and I liked you. It went through all, everything went through his head and was like, I thought about our whole life, basically. Like men plan and think that way too. Like everybody does. And he was like, this doesn't line up, blah, blah. But I was like, that's so far in the future and so many things could change. And I am choosing, I'm also like, no, this isn't going to be my life the whole time. So like you're thinking so far and ahead of the future that you're not allowing yourself to be present
and just
enjoy the moment. Stop. Like sometimes you just got to enjoy it. We talked about this earlier, you know, let yourself enjoy it and not have to think about all the shit that could go wrong and what you have to do. And do they like you? Like they're there. Enjoy it. If they don't call you again, now, you know, but you had a good time.
Yeah, that's a fucking fact. I'm not even gonna lie. Once I get attached to somebody, that's like my thing. Is I get really anxious. I have abandonment problems.
I have anxious attachment.
Do you guys follow the secure relationship on Instagram?
I think so.
Dude, shout out to the little birds. You should. The secure attachment like helps me so fucking much. And I just, I don't know, like I cannot get rid of it. And I'm like, just stay close. I need you.
I was more like that and I've less become like that. But then I think because I become too, my problem is I'm becoming too detached that I don't know how to like also make a man feel wanted.
That's my issue is I'm so attached that I'm detached.
Yeah. No.
Does that make sense? Like I'm trying to not show that I'm attached. So I'm very like aloof and.
But you're invalidating your emotions, I think. Are you?
Which is going to lead to more
trauma. Yeah, because it's you want it, and so you want it so bad that you won't allow it. Mm-hmm. So you're detaching.
So you have to validate, like, I do want this. It's important to me, but I'm going to look at it and try not to move as fast.
And what helps is like communicating boundaries. Hey, here's where I'm at. Here's what I need in this moment. Yeah. Are you able to give that to me? What do you need? Does this work for where it's at? Okay, let's talk about this at a later date. Because it's going to change along the way. And like little check-ins like that. It's not what are we, but it's like, hey, is this working out for both of us? Instead of saying what are we, it should be like, is this working?
Are we doing okay in the head right
are
now?
Are we both enjoying where we're at? Is there anything else you'd like further than what we're doing? And as you go, and then one day you blink and then, I don't know, you're taking your kids to soccer practice. I don't know.
Years into it. In my long-term relationships, I have a relationship check-in. Technique where every week or sometimes it's bi-weekly, however I'm feeling, you just check in. It's like, and like, for example, like recently I'm like, hey, I need a relationship check-in right now. And so then you like sit down, turn the TV on pause and you're like, okay, what's up? Like, what are you feeling? Well, I'm feeling kind of insecure in our relationship and I don't know like how I'm feeling. I would like to just know where you're feeling, where you're at and how we can make this better. Cause I love you and I don't want to lose you. Mm-hmm. And so then it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like I do this and I religiously do it.
And it's not like a super serious conversation where you're like, hey, no. We need to talk.
It's like, and I say it like light, hey, like I need a relationship check in right now. Or like, or if I'm really feeling insecure, hey, like I really do need a relationship check in right now. And so then you just talk, hey, well, okay, well I validate that you feel that way. And I can assure you that I don't want to leave you. Mm-hmm. I am here and we can work on these things together and I'm proud of you and you're continuing to grow. How do you, and then I'm like, I would like to know how you're feeling. Okay, well, I'm feeling really good. Like I'm happy where we are, whatever he says. Or maybe, hey, I'm not feeling that great. Like there are things that we could improve on here. Like maybe I need more space or whatever. And so that technique is so helpful for me when I'm in relationships where it's just like, you check in, you talk about it, and then you can become, you feel closer after.
I like that.
I do want to take another shot.
You want to?
Am I an alcoholic?
Yeah. Am I the problem?
I am the fucking problem.
What a great convo, though.
Or maybe you're the solution.
We had some fun sexual shit. We got real serious. We did some like mental health shit.
A lot happened today, guys.
It's like we could fucking cry at the same time.
I would love that.
Like, cheers to that, baby.
Wait, do I need another
That's
shot?
How we get them, though.
Yeah, you
our
do.
Crazy...
Match me, please.
I don't know if I want to match you, but I'll take a shot.
Yeah, definitely don't match Emily with that.
That's a huge shot, bitch. You're crazy.
Dude, you poured me the smallest shot.
Also, though, like, she's tall. Isn't it like, you know how a guy who's, like, tall?
He can handle more alcohol.
He can handle more alcohol. It's more, like, body.
No. Wait, that's really? Actually tiny. That's pussy.
That's tiny.
Yeah, that's pussy.
Wait, I feel like that's huge.
Okay, okay, Nelly. Wait, calm down.
It was a splash.
She's like, big enough. I actually am super blind, so I can't even see what you're pouring. Oh, that's pussy.
That's a shot. Yeah, right? We need a full fucking double. All
like, right.
Should I fill my lip more? No. Where's this cap? Let me not kill myself on this podcast. Ooh. Yeah, exactly.
We didn't get you to sign anything.
Do you guys have waivers? I'll do a waiver.
Yeah, we'll send you a waiver.
Are we doing an orgy after this? Am I doing the fucking...
And you can find it on our OnlyFans. Jenna also has an OnlyFans, guys. I don't know if we established this.
Have we mentioned this?
No, we haven't. But I have an OnlyFans and I am a whore. So it's fun. It's good stuff. Whatever you want, I probably have it.
I love that.
Hey, cheers to being slut.
Cheers, bitch.
Cheers.
I already took the shot.
You took it? Wow.
Well, she didn't even wait.
I'm sorry. I'm a hoe.
All right.
Oh, so good.
Choose your character, Marvel superheroes.
That's fucking stupid.
I want to be Black Widow.
I'm Batman. My phone's literally Batman.
That's not Marvel.
It's DC.
Cuck.
Yeah, that's me.
Who would I? Yeah, you are a cuck. I feel like I could be a cuck queen.
Yeah, you could.
Like where you want. Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be. I don't know.
It takes a bit.
Maybe I'd do both.
Okay, Marvel, Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Because you're so
I'm
big.
I'm so small.
Yeah. You, no, you're so big you could get become really small too. It's like,
speaking of that, you could talk
to your short kings on their level.
No, I have a guy who has a fetish and when he's like getting hard, he's like, I'm big. I'm growing. And then you're like, you're growing? You're fucking huge. Oh my God. And then you're like, you're a skyscraper. You're way bigger than me. And then he's like, no, I'm small. I'm so small.
And he
like
comes?
Shorts, he gets smaller. And so then you're like, you're like a little ant. I just have to take care. You're so small. Yeah.
What?
Dude, I love fetishes. They're so fun. They're so fun. Don't tell me your fetish or I'll expose you. No, it's okay. We can play with it together.
Holy shit.
I don't know any of this shit.
What?
Which drug would Commissioner Anslinger from the Federal Bureau of Narcotics?
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know, dude. Suck my dick.
Who's most likely to become the next Pablo Escobar?
Who's Pablo Escobar?
What? He's drug daddy.
Oh, he's the dude with the hot wife who like didn't snitch on him? Okay. I was thinking Fidel Castro, the Cuban dictator.
Oh, also.
Wait, so who would be the next Pablo Escobar? I'm so high.
Well, it wouldn't be me because you guys do drugs. Let me see.
Wait.
No, I do drugs. Whoa, you're snitching on us to our FBI guys, man?
Fred, no, they're listening to your phone, Fred.
Fred, get out of my head.
Jamie, I think you would be the new Pablo Escobar because I think you wouldn't get caught. I think you would just be like, hey, oh, you want drugs? Okay, I got you.
That's exactly how I would get caught.
You're just being stupid.
I'd be like stoned and then I would sell drugs to a
you're
cop
like, yeah, you want
just
some?
Like my dad did.
I'm so much less open.
He did his own supply and he sold drugs to a cop.
Oh my God. Hey, it happens to the best of us.
That's why I could never be a Pablo Escobar. I'm probably already on a list somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm definitely on a list. My mom said our phones were tapped.
Crazy. Your mom was also tapped, so.
Yes.
She could have just had schizophrenia.
Oh my God. Triggered. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, you guys, my turn. How to die or when you die?
Oh, we already did this one recently.
Oh, you did?
Damn it.
All right, I'll get a new one. Let me look through this. Let me find a good one.
If you had to tattoo one fact about yourself on your forehead, what would it be?
Slut.
That's a clip.
Get it out of the way right there. Let's clip that one, Dave.
That's funny. Why do they see Nintendo and Pokemon? Never mind. Go.
Pokemon?
I'll tell you later. Go.
I would write divine.
Oh, I'd put 36G.
A little wrong. 36G?
Your tits so that they would just look up there instead.
Yeah, so nobody would ask me again what size my boobs are.
Oh my God, you're a 36G?
Probably. I don't know. I haven't measured myself in like 4 years.
That makes sense. Your tits are fucking massive.
Massive titties.
They're fucking huge.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Would you rather have Morgan Freeman or Gordon Ramsay narrate your life?
Gordon Ramsay. Oh, 110%.
I would do a Morgan Freeman.
Pussy.
Yeah, no. It's like, that would feel like a Discovery Channel type of thing.
It like, would.
And then it's animal. Like, oh, this is Jenna, the Amazon.
Yeah.
She's in her island. She's stepping on men.
Oh, that's so true. It would be like a nature documentary.
Yeah, exactly.
But you as a giant.
Mm-hmm. That would be great.
So they're following me as a giant.
Gordon Ramsay would be nature. Like, these fucking idiots are just fucking idiot sandwiches over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Gordon would be so funny.
He'd be yeah, so he'd good.
Be hilarious. But
that's, I would need somebody to narrate like my crazy life and just make it funny. He'd be like, look at this idiot doing this again. Like she did shrooms 4 days in a row. All right.
These are so hard to read sometimes.
Something's in my eyeball.
Call your parents right now and tell them you're high. If you refuse, take a puff.
My
I will
dad's
gladly
dead.
Do that.
All right, who are we it. Calling?
Call your dad.
All right.
On speaker. Should we connect to the Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Let me turn my Bluetooth off.
Okay, these are two good ones. I have some good ones. Mine upside down. I don't even fucking know.
I'm like, I need chips. Give me the.
Oh my god, that was so impressive. I felt like I'm on the phone.
Leave a voicemail.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Hi, Dad.
Okay, this is awkward.
That's okay. You can just make it one ring.
Come on, Dad. Just don't answer or pick up one of the
pick
other.
Up the phone.
Please leave your message.
Hey, Dad. I'm high. All right. Love you. I'm glad I could disappoint you. Bye.
Oh, my God. Sends you a text. You're not a disappointment.
Nice.
Good times.
Okay, ready? I have one. Which sci-fi movie do you think will actually come true?
All of them.
Yeah.
Dude, any we're Black fucked. Mirror. There are, any fucking
Did
Black
you watch
Mirror?
The new Black Mirror?
Not yet. Don't spoil
okay,
it.
Okay, we won't.
I'll
we won't.
Fucking cry.
Honestly, it's all right.
Oh, damn it.
It's first really episode. Scary because it could be true.
No, that's what I like. Like season yeah. one episode or season 3, episode 1.
Which one was that?
It's the one with the rating scale where people like
that so, one was so
dude,
good.
It's gonna happen. Dude.
It already happened in China.
I know.
They have social
saying.
Scores.
And with AR and
the
social
fuck is
media.
AR?
Augmented reality.
Oh.
So with AR and social media, like people are about to be like, I can look at you. I told I told my Short King, I was like, oh, this is a game that we should make Pokemon Go, but with faces so you can track how much of the population you've actually met.
Wait.
That's so
that's
scary, though.
Crazy. Yeah.
No, it's fucking crazy. A lot hey, of- if anyone makes that, I want to share. Like, I want 20% shareholder.
20%, I love that.
Yeah. No, that's fucking nuts. That's so scary.
Oh.
I know, but it's real. Like, even I walk through, because I have global entry, you walk through fucking... They take a photo of your face and they go, Jennifer? And I'm like, oh, hey. I walk through. It's nuts. Yeah. What? Are you scared?
This one's most likely to sell oregano for $30 a gram to your 12-year-old brother.
Me. Just wait till you're 12 years old, brother.
You don't even have a brother.
Oh, my God. Schizophrenia.
Wait, he's sitting right next to me, guys. You don't see my brother? You don't see him?
Who's going to tell her?
Brother.
He's right there.
There's an endless road to be discovered. Okay.
What was the last dare someone did? If you can't remember, you have to do a dare.
I called my dad and told him I was high.
Oh, you did. God damn it.
Well.
But I'll do a dare.
Fuck that card.
Okay. Debate. The best unusual munchies food combination. Example, french fries and milkshakes. I'm pissed because that was going to be mine.
Oh my God. I used to do this fucking thing. Bagel, cream cheese, hot Cheetos. When I was a stoner, that was my fucking vibe.
Oh.
Okay. I can see that being good.
So good.
I can see that being good.
So good.
It's not that controversial, but Wendy's spicy nuggets and their chocolate frosty.
Yeah.
That sounds, yeah.
Anything in a chocolate frosty.
Anything.
Anything from a fast food, like milkshake type
exactly.
thing.
If a dude stuck his dick in a frosty, I would suck that shit up so fast.
Oh.
Dude. The ring gummies, the sour ring gummies on the base.
You've done that?
Yeah.
Would it burn their dick?
Not to my knowledge.
They don't feel the sour.
He didn't want to tell you he was suffering through it. He was like, she's sucking my dick finally.
You can even do like ice, but the more the merry, like spicy, just normal. It's fun.
For me.
Maybe not for him. I have a blast. I'm like, so yummy.
Fuck him.
Sucky.
But the bad part is when you forget and you sit on his dick after and you're like, oh, why is it spicy in my vagina?
You have a UTI.
That, I feel like that's happened. That happened to me. Something happened where I put a dick in my, I don't remember what it was.
My friend once got fingered after she made jalapeno poppers with her girlfriend.
That's what it was.
And she fingered my friend open and I called her jalapeno pussy for the rest of our friendship.
Yeah, I ate something spicy and I masturbated after. And my vagina was on fire. It was so painful.
Oh my God. Wait, I know a guy who is allergic to peanuts. And his girl ate like a peanut butter sandwich, gave him a blowjob, and he had to EpiPen his dick. Could you imagine?
Can you imagine what his dick got bigger?
She'd be like, babe, can I smile you, please?
She's really like, quick.
I'm never going to get to experience this again. He's literally dying on the floor. He's like, his dick is so big.
I'll ride it. I'll suck it out with my pussy.
Yeah. My pussy doesn't have peanut butter on it.
I know. It can literally, it's like when you get stung by a jellyfish, you just need to piss on it. Like, just squirt on the.
Do you think that people would
squirt on the anaphylactic shock?
Yeah. Do you think that That's people with piss kinks just like go to the beach hoping to get stung by a jellyfish so someone will have to pee on them? Because if I had a piss kink, that's 100% what I would do every day.
Do you know how like
she dies
you
in
get?
Like 3 years?
Literally. She's like, oh, you know, all those scars on her feet. She's just trying to get fucking
You're like, where'd
on.
Emily go? She's at the beach. She's been there for days. I haven't seen her in 2 months, actually.
She's just hanging out there.
She's got a really good tan going on.
Her hospital bill is outrageous. But she's having a great time.
Okay, who is most likely to survive a zombie apocalypse?
Not me.
You don't think you are?
I would kill myself.
All right, it's funny. I'm not kidding. Like,
should we start
a
suicide pact?
Oh, I have so many. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. Perfect.
I have one with my mom. I have one with my best friend. I have one with my brother. I have so many suicide pacts. I was thinking while I was making breakfast this morning.
You're like, how will I kill myself?
So full circle. I was like, we should recess teaching suicide pacts in school. But that's actually what the Mormons do. And then they actually do kill themselves.
I mean, if I couldn't fuck people, I'd kill myself too. Oh my God. So I get why the Mormons do.
You could soak.
No, you didn't fuck anyone for a year and a half. You were fine.
Listen, if I was a Mormon and they were soaking, I'd be like, the tip's in. We already fucked. Let's keep going, boyo.
Soaking.
Yeah,
shake,
no,
baby.
I wouldn't be able to have that willpower. I have to keep it away completely. You know, like just don't put yourself in the situation. But
abstinence only.
Yeah, that's what I have to be.
Once the tip is in, all of it's in.
Yep. Once it's in my mouth, it's in my vagina.
Yep.
No, I swear.
Yeah.
I'm like, it went through me and somehow landed in my vagina.
And then all it's sudden, in my asshole suddenly. What's happening?
All of a sudden, my jaw's attached. I'm like, how did that happen?
You just swallowed it whole.
I know. Like, fucking pound me.
Oh, I think we have to go to the sex toy store after.
Let's go. Let's all get horny. Vivos.
All right.
I'm horny.
Most likely to get stoned and literally forget how to read.
Me.
Emily.
I feel like you're the best reader, though.
I feel like you would just read the same line, like, over and over.
I do that.
I do that, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
I mean, maybe me then, because I don't smoke.
You would get super high.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know, like, what the fucking word said.
Fuck, I just pulled a puff.
What does that mean?
Oh, it means get high.
Oh my God. I've seen so many of those. I was like, these cards are broken.
You were like, maybe I can't read. Am I high?
How does this work?
Dude, I'm so high right now. Guys, shout out to Laughing Gas. This shit works. I'm laughing and I feel gassed.
And it smells like gas.
Gassy. Oh.
See a blunt? Send a blunt.
That's a good clip. What?
She's throbbing.
Oh my God. No, that was me.
That's Emily's vagina. Oh my God.
Oh, she's gonna blow!
She's gonna blow!
Explosion!
I'm so close.
She squirts all over the camera. That's the exit.
She gets so good at squirting, she can aim like a soccer player to a goal.
I just squirt out the camera lens.
Yeah.
Bro, the
that
way
one's
that
for
I,
you.
Just stop looking at me. Like Spider-Man.
Actually, keep looking at me. I think I like
watch
it.
Really do it.
Okay, I have a good one.
Yeah.
Most likely to get their baby secondhand high.
Oh, dude.
You guys do that with your cats.
We've both gotten our cat secondhand high.
I think we got Jenna secondhand high.
I swear.
Jenna's our baby. We already killed her.
I'm stony baloney.
Then this is why we don't have babies.
Thank God.
Abstinence only.
Yeah.
Wait, I have a good one.
Okay.
Okay. Fuck a cow and nobody finds out. Or fuck a cow and, or not fuck a cow and everybody thinks you have and you can't convince them otherwise.
They can think I fuck a cow.
They can think I fucked a cow. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I feel like people think a lot of things and I can't convince them otherwise. Yeah. So at this point, you might as well add cow sure. fucking, you know?
Free press.
If I was going to fuck any farm animal, it wouldn't be a cow.
What would it be?
You know what? I would make fucking would a cow trendy. And then, yeah. and then I would write a book on it. How bitch, I I'm fucked a cow and made it come.
I feel like I'd fuck a cow.
Cowgasms. There's a t-shirt about
cow-gasms.
It. Now I'm rich.
All of a sudden, you have your book and your shirt, and you never have to work again.
No.
All because you didn't fuck a cow.
Yeah. I should be in PR.
Imagine what would have happened if you had fucked a cow.
Nobody I'd be traumatized.
Knew. Yeah, you'd just be secretly traumatized. It'd be really hard to live with yourself. Maybe jump.
Speak for yourself. Moo, motherfucker.
Oh, I have the best one.
Okay.
Tell us.
You're just going to edge
sure.
it?
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Dare.
Okay.
Send an email to the FBI telling them how high you are right now. If you refuse, take a puff.
Dude, you don't have to tempt me with a good time.
What? No, Emily.
FBI email. You're not going
to jail.
Yeah, you can't send it from our apartment.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they going to do?
Turn
on your Pitasso.
Fred, we're not. Fred already, he already knows he's listening.
Exactly. So he already knows. Just he doesn't give a fuck.
Just take a puff. I'm asking you, please.
Please. I'm going to submit
they
a tip.
They come to the house. No.
You're on the website. They already tracked you.
They got
they
me.
They already found you. They're like, what the fuck is this bitch doing?
She's high.
They already tapped in the cameras. They're here. They're with us. They're with
are
us.
Are you an FBI agent?
I am. No.
Why am I turned on
no,
right now?
No, one time I convinced some guy I was at the, I was doing the bar, like the law school bar. Because it was law night at UCLA, and I wanted to get to this party. And so he was like, oh, you go to the bar? Or are you doing the bar? And I was like, oh, I do the bar all the time, like every weekend. Because I thought he meant the bar.
I take the bar every fucking weekend, bro.
I was like, yeah, dude, the bar. No. And then I got into the party. I was at the lawyer's table, so it was fun.
Nice.
Not a lawyer.
Not a lawyer. Not a
doctor.
Do you
go to the bar? Yeah, every weekend.
Every weekend. I was able to get in, too, so I had this motherfucker convinced.
Holy
my foot's
shit.
Asleep.
He's not passing the bar.
That no. doesn't look right.
Do we,
broke.
Do we wrap it up?
I think somebody's got to wrap up, because I'm sure as hell not wrapping up.
Yeah, we fuck raw here.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah. Cream pies all day, baby.
Yeah.
Cream pies with a giantess.
I like a risk of a pregnancy with my coffee.
Yeah, right? Be late to your period. It's fun. It's exciting.
Oh, that's like, a good tagline.
Is that implantation bleeding or am I just,
oh my God.
Just wet? I don't know. Find out next week on Dragon Ball Z.
Guys, it's been so good. I'm so high. I'm going to an open mic. What are you guys? You guys are making TikToks.
We're making fucking TikToks, so go watch them.
No, we might go to the sex store.
No, yeah, we're going to go vibrate on each other, and then we're going to go make TikToks.
And then you're going to record it and go on your OnlyFans.
There we go.
We're going to do a live.
Oh, we should all do that.
We should.
Oh, we should
can,
do
you know,
that.
We can go co-live now.
Like we how you can on right Instagram now. From different spells. Different
what?
Places.
Yeah. Yes, on OnlyFans.
We
you
should
can co-live.
Do topless on OnlyFans right
yeah.
now. For like 20 minutes.
Can we put on the AC so my nipples are super hard?
I literally have to leave in 20 minutes.
You have to leave. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we should wrap
sayonara.
This shit up.
Yeah.
Jenna.
Bye, motherfucker.
Thank you for coming on.
Oh my God, thanks for having me.
We've
guys.
Been friends for a year now.
I know. It's been
that's
so fun.
Crazy. We were talking
has
about
it been a whole year?
It's been a year.
Crazy?
Oh, I
I think we met in March, like 2022.
Yeah.
At March? The
party.
Yeah, yeah. Nala's birthday party.
Yeah.
Or no, her going away party with Pillow Talk. That's
yeah,
it
no,
was.
It was Pillow Talk's going away party.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like April, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Oh my God, a Friends for a Year.
Aw, so oh, cute. Wow. Look at us.
Aw, we're I so love good that. At our friendships. Yay.
We're trying. We're trying our best.
Guys, it's been rough, but we're doing great. We're coming out the other end. We hope you are too. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Tuesday.
And we hope
Tuesday.
You get it in both ends.
Thank you so much for me having too. Me, you guys.
Where can everyone find you?
Oh, OnlyFans. No. Or you can follow me on Twitter. It's Juicy Jenna Jane. That's all of my platforms, Juicy Jenna Jane, because I'm juicy as shit. So
love it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. New content every day.
Ooh.
I am going to go dissociate for 20 minutes because I just got so high.
Oh my God.
Let's get and more high off laughing gas.
Let's do it.
I'm not a stoner, but I'm
kind of. I am going to get more high. All right. We'll see you fuckers next Tuesday.
Or
we'll
bye.
See, all right. We'll see you filthy fucking stoners next fucking Tuesday.
Yeah. Stay black.
Oh my God.